A very busy man in the Cincinnati theater scene is Ken Jones, who runs the theater department over at Northern Kentucky University, among other things.
A few things.
Right now, you are in the midst of the Commonwealth Theater summer season.
That's right.
You've just closed Nonsense, and you're getting ready to open an original show that you all actually took to Chicago a couple of years ago.
That's right. We premiered it at Commonwealth Theater Company 3 years ago, and then 1 year later, we took it to Chicago for a four-week run.
And that's Church Girls.
Umatilla, USA.
USA. Describe it. Tell us about it, because I think it's hilarious.
Sure. It is about a town in Umatilla, Florida, and the six actors play 25 different people in that town. So it's a flurry of costumes. It touches on all kinds of subjects, and it is a musical. And it's along the lines of a greater tuna meets a nonsense. That's the way I like to put it.
It's singing, it's dancing, it's drag.
Yes, in the best sense of the word. We play women, we play men, we play children. We are our own husbands, our own wives, and our own children.
What was the inspiration for this? I mean, you wrote it. Jamie Strawn of NKU wrote the music, and your wife, Christine, did the lyrics.
Right. This is the fourth musical for Christine and Jamie and I together. And we were working on another show in Chicago, a musical called Burger Town. And Jamie and I pulled off the wrong exit going to Chicago. And we tried to figure out our direction. So we pulled into an old bank that had been kind of run down and abandoned. But it had also been turned into a dialysis company. And we thought that was very interesting that this bank with this drive-through window is now a dialysis company. So we actually wrote a song called Drive-Through Dialysis, which started the whole idea of Church Girls. Where would this building be? It would be in this town.
Again, you premiered it at Commonwealth
three years
ago, and you took it to Chicago, and you're bringing it back. It's a popular show.
Yes. The reason why we're bringing it back, we asked our audiences at Commonwealth Theater Company last year to vote on their favorite shows over the last 35 years. They voted for Nonsense, and they voted for Church Girls. And Church Girls had broken our box office records in those 35 years, and we are on schedule now to break it again.
What is the attraction as an artistic director of doing original works?
Well, for the three of us, Jamie, Christine, and I, in writing musicals, I love the companionship. I am a playwright, and I also write other plays by myself. And so you kind of lock yourself in a dark room and write a play. But with musicals, you get to have people around you. We get to work together. We get to bounce ideas off of each other. And the idea of creating a new work allows us now to produce this work around the U.S., and it starts with our company. So right now, Church Girls is being scheduled for theaters around the United States after this run.
Now, you said your audiences voted on their favorites, and one of the pluses for doing Church Girls again is that most of the cast was the original cast that did it 3 years ago.
That's right. There are only two Church Girls who couldn't make it back this year, so we have two new Church Girls. But we do have our original cast that did it. The other four guys are, as we call them, the girls, are back, and they went with us to Chicago as well.
Commonwealth Theater doesn't just do summer programming. It does programming through the year.
True.
The year. What do you have coming up for Commonwealth?
Well, for Commonwealth, we're planning on, after Church Girls, Commonwealth has also toured. That's how we are able to tour to Chicago. We've toured to Romania. We've toured to Germany. We've toured to England. We are thinking about creating another kind of dance piece, which has a half dance, half puppetry. And we're putting that together to hopefully tour that to Europe.
And with the puppetry component, is this something that's an in-house? Or are you teaching puppetry at NKU?
Well, we've been talking to Madcap and the folks over there in Cincinnati. They came over and did seminars with our theater students at North Kentucky University last year. And we're starting to develop some ideas with them.
Now, also this summer, you've been working with Land of Lincoln over in southern Indiana.
That's right.
On a piece that you wrote for them as well.
That's right. It premiered last year. It's called Lincoln, A Pioneer Tale. And it's in the Lincoln State Park Amphitheater. It seats 1,500 people. It has a cast of 50. It's a giant show. And it's also a musical that Jamie and Christine wrote the music to. And it has now become their signature show. This is the second year of the run, and they plan to keep running it. They have a full season of plays that come after that, but this show opens at the beginning of June and runs all the way through June.
And, of course, it's the story of Abraham Lincoln, but it's not just like President Lincoln. It follows his from boyhood
Correct.
Lincoln on.
That's right. Most people know that Abraham Lincoln was born in Kentucky in a cabin, and most people know that he studied law in Illinois and then became president of the United States. What they don't know is that he grew up from the age of 7 to 21 in Indiana, southern Indiana. Those were his teenage years. So this play covers the teenage years, jumping back and forth between the presidency, letting you figure out how the young boy developed his ideas to later become the president. And it's exciting. It's got music. It brings the whole world of Lincoln in. It also has a giant battle scene. This year we've added cannons into the Gettysburg battle scene and huge armies of soldiers charging on stage.
What's it like to write a musical based on historical data, facts, figures, biographies, versus something like Church Girls, which is whatever you want to make it?
What was so interesting about writing Lincoln, I was commissioned by the state of Indiana and the Lincoln Boyhood Drama Association to write this play. So they opened up sort of the archives of Lincoln. So what was so fascinating, I got to hold his hat. I got to see his letters. And you're somewhat limited in where you can go when you're writing a musical based on history. With Church Girls, the world is our oyster, to say. We can do anything we like and create anything we like, which we do regularly every night.
Working with Land of Lincoln, mm-hmm. you're spending a lot of time out there in that area, working
yes.
with a lot of people, some from NKU, some
yes.
of your students there,
yes.
others, professionals coming in and all like that.
Yeah.
So you get a mix of locals and professionals and students studying theater. What is the challenge of blending all of those people together?
Well, it actually is a challenge. We have 6 universities represented in the cast. We have 22 local actors from that region. And then we also, like you said, have professional actors, equity actors involved. The equity actors, it's almost like playing tennis with a tennis pro. The other people seem to pull up to that level or play up to that level, which is excellent. And it starts to create this world in this small southern Indiana area of theater professionalism. Some of the community theaters have now, even within the last year, have even changed the way they do rehearsals, just watching our rehearsal process, because we work on a very professional rehearsal process. And it's changing the way they think about approaching rehearsals and characters. So it's really interesting to watch students grow with professionals in the lead and community as well.
Being their signature show every year, they'll be bringing mm-hmm. in about 50 people. The rest of their season, are they all shows that have 50 people in them, or are there just people who come specifically for the Lincoln show?
The rest of the season are usually they have a large musical. Like this year, they're doing Godspell, and that's being done by the Evansville Civic Theater, who bring in that show, rehearse it, and bring it into specifically for the Lincoln Amphitheater. And they do smaller shows. They do murder mysteries. They do other things. They aren't able to continue the size and scope because it's not only 50 actors. You also have to consider the 20 crew members. So it's about 70 people working on this show at one time. But the audiences have been fantastic this year. It's been a stormy year, and it is an outdoor amphitheater. It is covered, but the storms sweep by to the sides. We've had the supermoon the other night that was almost like a spotlight lighting the actors throughout the show. So it was really very interesting being outdoors.
I'd like to thank this evening's guest, Artistic Director Ken Jones of Commonwealth Theater. And Ken, I look forward to having you back to talk about NKU's upcoming season.
Oh, that'd be fantastic.
Thanks a lot, Ken.
Thank you.
For more information on Commonwealth Theater, please be sure to visit our website at wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Jim Stump. Day by day.